Look at the questions. Then listen to the second segment. Now you will hear the second segment.
Each year, half of America's honeybees are shipped to California, where they pollinate the state's almond trees. As the nation's honeybee population declines, California's almond trees and other commercial crops may be in danger. Biologist Khaled Aziz, however, sees this development as an opportunity for the agriculture industry to improve its ecological practices. Sue Lyons discussed the issue with him.
How exactly does pollination work?
Flowering plants reproduce by transferring pollen from the male part of the plant to the female. Because plants can't move, however, they require birds and insects to move the pollen for them. Bees are nature's most abundant pollinators. They need pollen and nectar for survival. As they collect it, they unknowingly spread pollen from one flower to another. This is exactly what plants require to reproduce.
What role do pollinators play in commercial agriculture?
It depends on the crop. Some crops are entirely dependent on managed pollination. Others, such as cereal grains, don't need pollinators at all. Some, like grapes, are pollinated by the wind. Most commercial fruits and vegetables, though, rely on pollination for the development of the fruit, or at least seeds to propagate the plant.
Can you give us an example?
How about watermelons? Without pollen, you get no watermelon. It's as simple as that. If you don't get enough pollen, you may get a watermelon that's too small or has a weird shape and isn't commercially viable. To get a nice, evenly shaped watermelon, thousands of pollen grains must be deposited. This might require between 6 and 10 separate visits from bees. So watermelons are one crop that uses domestic honeybees as pollinators. But there are about 40 other species of bees also willing to do this.
Wild bees?
Yes. Instead of relying on managed hives, farmers can employ wild pollination. Not only would this prevent declines in the honeybee population, it would also reduce cost.
How do you encourage wild pollination?
Simple things like wilderness conservation, the abatement of pesticides, and allowing wild fields to flourish. Nature helps itself if you simply leave it alone. Pesticides are especially harmful. If we reduce pesticide use, wild pollinators will return.
Are honeybee populations declining due to pesticides?
Indirectly, possibly. The major cause of population decline is a condition called colony collapse disorder. In such cases, all the bees just seem to disappear overnight. We've known about the disorder for a long time, but in the early 2000s, the honeybee population declined by nearly half over a period of 3 years. It still hasn't recovered.
Does it affect both wild and domestic bees?
Yes. Both wild and domestic honeybee populations have been devastated by colony collapse disorder.
Any idea what causes it?
It's unclear. There are hundreds of theories, ranging from pesticide contaminations to disruptive cell phone towers. It's probably a combination of things, and probably caused by humans. Factors could include hive stress due to transportation, pesticide use, diminished biodiversity, or monoculture agriculture. Only honey-producing bees have been affected, though. Most people don't realize that the vast majority of North America's wild bee species aren't honey producers. Fortunately, they still work beautifully as pollinators.
Now you will hear the segment again.
Each year, half of America's honeybees are shipped to California, where they pollinate the state's almond trees. As the nation's honeybee population declines, California's almond trees and other commercial crops may be in danger. Biologist Khaled Aziz, however, sees this development as an opportunity for the agriculture industry to improve its ecological practices. Sue Lyons discussed the issue with him.
How exactly does pollination work?
Flowering plants reproduce by transferring pollen from the male part of the plant to the female. Because plants can't move, however, they require birds and insects to move the pollen for them. Bees are nature's most abundant pollinators. They need pollen and nectar for survival. As they collect it, they unknowingly spread pollen from one flower to another. This is exactly what plants require to reproduce.
What role do pollinators play in commercial agriculture?
It depends on the crop. Some crops are entirely dependent on managed pollination. Others, such as cereal grains, don't need pollinators at all. Some, like grapes, are pollinated by the wind. Most commercial fruits and vegetables, though, rely on pollination for the development of the fruit, or at least seeds to propagate the plant.
Can you give us an example?
How about watermelons? Without pollen, you get no watermelon. It's as simple as that. If you don't get enough pollen, you may get a watermelon that's too small or has a weird shape and isn't commercially viable. To get a nice, evenly shaped watermelon, thousands of pollen grains must be deposited. This might require between 6 and 10 separate visits from bees. So watermelons are one crop that uses domestic honeybees as pollinators. But there are about 40 other species of bees also willing to do this.
Wild bees?
Yes. Instead of relying on managed hives, farmers can employ wild pollination. Not only would this prevent declines in the honeybee population, it would also reduce cost.
How do you encourage wild pollination?
Simple things like wilderness conservation, the abatement of pesticides, and allowing wild fields to flourish. Nature helps itself if you simply leave it alone. Pesticides are especially harmful. If we reduce pesticide use, wild pollinators will return.
Are honeybee populations declining due to pesticides?
Indirectly, possibly. The major cause of population decline is a condition called colony collapse disorder. In such cases, all the bees just seem to disappear overnight. We've known about the disorder for a long time, but in the early 2000s, the honeybee population declined by nearly half over a period of 3 years. It still hasn't recovered.
Does it affect both wild and domestic bees?
Yes. Both wild and domestic honeybee populations have been devastated by colony collapse disorder.
Any idea what causes it?
It's unclear. There are hundreds of theories, ranging from pesticide contaminations to disruptive cell phone towers. It's probably a combination of things, and probably caused by humans. Factors could include hive stress due to transportation, pesticide use, diminished biodiversity, or monoculture agriculture. Only honey-producing bees have been affected, though. Most people don't realize that the vast majority of North America's wild bee species aren't honey producers. Fortunately, they still work beautifully as pollinators.